next chapter is about Luqman Hakim. Now, Luqman Hakim was a wise man. He came from Africa. A wise man from Africa. The Quran tells us how he advised his son. His son's name was Tharan. So first he says to his son, never ascribe a partner unto Allah. Because shirk is the most despicable trait and way. And then Allah transforms the topic into Allah commanding the child to obey Allah. So the link between the two verses is when man worries that his child must obey Allah, Allah will instill in the child to be dutiful to the parents. That's the link between the two ayat. Then Allah says, Luqman Hakim then further told his child, oh my beloved child, be conscious of Allah. Because everything we do, Allah is watching. Even if the minutest of deeds, like a mustard seed, and it's far hidden in the skies, or deep in a rock, or deep in the earth, Allah is watching us. The other meaning of the verse is, if you're looking for something, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ, a minute object, it's deep in the earth, or in some rock, or far in the sky, take Allah's help, my son, Allah will help you find it. Now, look, interestingly, Luqman Hakim addresses his son with the title, Ya Bunay, O my beloved child. So here we find, whenever the Quran speaks of father-son relationship, Quran portrays a relationship of extreme love, not just Ya Ibni, O my son, Ya Bunay, there's emphasis in this. And when the Quran speaks of the son's address to the father, Quran doesn't say Ya Abi, but Quran says Ya Abati, that Ta is a title of affection and respect and love. So it's quite ajeeb that in this chapter, Allah speaks about the love and the respect for father and son, for the child for his father, and the love vice versa. To such an extent that at the end of the verse, Quran says, on judgment day, a father can't avail his son, nor can the child avail his parents. But the expression of Quran is very interesting. وَلَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِ. And before that, وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَوْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. When the Quran negates the son benefiting the father, Quran uses a normal form of negation. The child can't avail his father. But Quran uses a lot of emphasis on that. But when the Quran says the father can't benefit his son, there's less emphasis. What's the meaning of this is that love for the father for his child is much more than the love of the child for the father. This is through the expression of the Quran, the love Allah Ta'ala places. In this chapter, there's a lot of advices of Luqman for his son. For example, he says, oh my child, aqim is salah. Make sure your salah is in order with establishment. Aqim. Aqim is fulfill all the requirements of salah. And then he says, oh my son, give da'wah. Wa'amur bil ma'ruf. Enjoin good in people. Don't only make your own salah. Bring others to salah. Don't only do good yourself. So imagine he's telling his child salah and da'wat. Wa'amur bil ma'ruf. And if you see people do wrong, don't keep quiet. Tell them, we can't displease Allah. Wanha anil munkar. And when you're going to give da'wat, people won't like it. Oh my son, don't stop giving da'wat. Make sabr. Give da'wat. And they attack you, they pick on you, they laugh at you, they scoff at you, they mock you. Wasbir ala ma asabak. Make sabr. How amazing is the sequence? Like when you go in Jamaat, our elders say, Kalima namaz. This is what this ayah is saying. Kalima namaz. Kalima namaz. Bring kalima, consciousness of Allah. That was his first advice. Second advice, salah. Third advice, da'wat. Because we learn from the Quran, when we give da'wat, Allah will give us tawfiq first to make amal. When we give da'wat, Allah will give us tawfiq to die with iman. That's in the Quran. We're going to read it in 3 days. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who want to die with istiqamat, the next verse, Allah says, you want to die with istiqamat, die on iman. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Call to iman, call to Allah. The first benefit, you will die on iman. So here Luqman Hakim is saying to his son, salah and then da'wat. Bring good in others. Because see what happens, you see the benefit. If you and I came to do good, we came to the masjid. Mashallah, we're going to get reward. And we read Quran, we're going to get reward. We read Subhanallah, we're going to be greatly rewarded by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But when we dead and gone, Let's say we made 1,000 khatams of the Quran al-Kareem. Still, our books of deeds closed. Let's say you did da'wat now. You brought people to Islam. Or people far from deen, you took them out in the path of Allah. And a change came into their life. A transformation came into their life. And Allah used you as a means. Now, we dead and gone in our graves. The books of deeds don't close. Because those who Allah used us as a means to bring, they are now bringing others to deen. They are also striving for Allah. They are making tilawat. They are going for hajj. They are becoming hafiz. They are becoming alim. You and I would be in our graves, but the angel is continuously coming to add to our bank balance in the balance of akhirah. The book of deeds is not closed. Simple example. If you now say subhanallah, you know what Allah will give? A tree in paradise. You know what kind tree? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith is Sahih Muslim. A fast riding horseman would take 100 years. يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ الْمُجِدُّ الْمُسْرِعْ فِي ظِلِّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ. He won't be able to come out of the shade of that tree. What a property portfolio. For one subhanallah, what a large property. Not just an ordinary tree that gets worms and ruined and germs in the years. You know, after some time, what happens to the bark and how it gets infested with the termites. Not that kind of tree. The bark is of gold. The stems, the branches, the leaves is actually, subhanallah, full of emerald, ruby, pearl. Imagine that. Every time you pluck a fruit, it's replaced with another fruit. And you pluck a fruit, it's replaced with another fruit. The taste of the tree, of the fruit, sweeter than honey, softer than butter, whiter than milk. Imagine how amazing is that tree. Now, if every one of us say Subhanallah, Sabkoho, Subhanallah, each of us would receive a tree. And yes, there is a deal in Ramadan where you get more. But the one who encouraged us to say Subhanallah, he'll get equivalent to every one of our trees. That's the benefit of advocating. So this is what Luqman Hakim is saying to his son. Don't do good yourself, your own salah. No. وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Advocate good in others. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Stop others from evil. And then when people don't like you giving them good advice, you make sabr. They pick on you, ostracize you, mock you, laugh at you, you make sabr. But then he says, oh my son, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ. Don't be haughty with people. It doesn't mean you are advocating good, that now we think we're better than people. Never. That is our road to destruction. Thinking we're better than the other, looking down upon others is something unacceptable in our deen. It doesn't mean Allah allows us to do some good. We think, no, there are others whose hearts are so clean and pure. Think good of others. So, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ. Never turn your cheek away from people haughtily. And the word sa'ar is a disease that afflicts a camel where it can't straighten its neck, where its neck is turned the other side. So don't turn your cheek away from people haughtily. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. And don't walk on the earth arrogantly, boastfully, flamboyantly. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. But walk on this earth with humility, with humbleness, with respect. Even when we put our feet on our shoe on the ground also, put it down with respect. Allah gave us. Never think we somebody. This is a very, very despicable trait. This is what misled the devil, where he thought he's better than the other. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla mukhtal. Allah dislikes all those who are boastful, vainglorious, flamboyant, mukhtal, fakhur, boastful over others, mocking, belittling, haughty towards others. Allah despises that. So this is a father advising his son. And this father hails from Africa. And the Quran al-Kareem tells us about that. Imagine how pertinent. He wasn't a Nabi of Allah, according to the preferred view, but he was a righteous man.